public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's interdict to stop President Cyril Ramaphosa suspending her was heard by the Western Cape High Court on Wednesday. This is after Mkhwebane investigated a number of complaints against Ramaphosa. Dalimpo Fulidi Mkhwebane's legal team said suspension of Mkhwebane from her office would be punitive and hurt her reputation, dignity and sense of self-worth. Mbofu alleged that the public protector is being victimized by powerful people.
One woman is being, in a coordinated fashion, victimized by the most powerful forces in this country ever to be imagined. The head of state, no higher force there is than that. Mokgweng CJ explained it in the Nkandla judgment. He is a constitutional being. All our hopes are on him. The Speaker of Parliament, the head of the legislature, the Chief Justice, the head of the judiciary, and really, now the NGOs are not even going there in the media, but who are represented collectively by Mr. Abram G. So I've got all the four estates of the state imaginable, top, except for Mr. Abram G, the heads of those things, against a lonesome woman who's just trying to do her job.
He also argued that Ramaphosa cannot suspend Mkhwebane as he is conflicted.
Nobody can suspend before the start of the proceedings. The second one, it says someone else might, or the deputy president or whatever, can do it. But the first one, not even the deputy president or anyone can do it. The second one says, now court, stop President Ramaphosa specifically from suspending because he as a human being, is conflicted. That conflict cannot be transferable to other people, as he correctly says under oath. You can't be involved. That's the crux. That if you are conflicted, you can't be involved in a suspension process of a person against whom you are conflicted. So the letter is neither here nor there. The letter, the significance of the letter is the fact that it is evidence of his involvement in a matter in which he is conflicted. And therefore, we're saying that letter is ipso facto illegal because it's the fruits of a poisonous tree. The mere fact that he writes that letter means he no longer regards himself as conflicted, as he says in his letters, wrongly.
Parliament is proceeding with an investigation into Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. Mbofu said the court is being fooled.
These people are trying to fool this court because they cannot have it both ways. If they genuinely believed that the process has started, then they would have had the lawyers there. It would be us who say, no, we don't want to come because the process has not started. No, they know. They know in their heart of hearts, everybody knows, everyone should know. It is very clear, and that is why they have not invited us. They know that the proceedings have not started. But they are jumping the gun because they want to suspend this person by hook or by crook, and mostly by crook. If, on the other hand, let's be generous, they genuinely believe that the proceedings have started, as envisaged in Section 194.3a, then they are guilty of even something worse, which is contempt of court, which is plainly illegal. Because they then knowingly are depriving the public protector of her full legal representation, knowing full well that the apex court has ordered it.
The case continues. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.